Hi, this is Paul Mackey, and this is the IdgitCast, or soon will be in any case. I'll be getting some snazzy theme music in here with any luck, but for now we'll just forge ahead. As previously announced, I'm taking up production and rebooting the IdgitCast later this spring with a mostly new cast of hosts. I, of course, am returning, but I am one of the newbies, which means we are in need of an expert, and I am here to introduce our expert today. I have known, listened to, and podcasted with this gentleman for many years. You will likely have heard him guest on a variety of introcasts as this trend has gone on. He's also a co-host of the Castle Cast and creator and host of his own Sofa Dogs pop culture podcast. Please welcome our expert, John Pavlich.
Hello.
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
I am great.
Great.
I'm glad to finally be doing this.
Ah, good. Well, John, you tend to hit the pop culture issues hard on Sofa Dogs, so give me the definitive answer: Kat Dennings or Kristen Stewart?
Kat Dennings.
Oh, absolutely. Okay,
it's not even a question.
Okay. Okay, that's not important to the IdgitCast, however. That's just a sort of inside joke between you, me, and anybody else who listened to Sofa Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I'll let you off the hook on that one. Anyone sane knows the answer is Kat. John, it's been a little while since we've regularly interacted, but we've participated in audio drama, on podcasts, and just plain drama at times. I can't recall, did you have a speaking role on any of the Between the Lines shows, or were you behind the scenes?
I think maybe one or two parts.
Okay.
Like very, very small stuff.
Sure.
I might not have even gotten credited for them, but they were so small.
Sure thing. I did a bunch of fan commentaries with you for Buffy episodes on your own Sofa Dogs podcast. I know you've memorably done other commentaries on Sofa Dogs, among them for movies and Wonderfalls and Veronica Mars. Did you ever do any Supernatural?
Yes. As a matter of fact, sort of slow going, but I am... The plan is to do commentaries for every single episode of Supernatural. And there is a guest list for a given episode over on the Facebook group page for Sofa Dogs, where people who are Supernatural fans can go through the list of episodes and request to be a guest co-host on that episode. And it's divided season by season. Right now, I'm still going through season one at this point.
Ah, okay. And of course, knowing how the Buffy commentaries went, I'll be not listening to any of that. Because, I don't know, we tended to go throughout the seven seasons worth discussing during any particular given episode.
Mm-hmm. That does tend to happen, yeah.
I suppose we'll get into the meat of this then. Have you watched Supernatural from its initial airing, or have you caught up on subsequent video?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. Basically, what happened was I saw the very first episode when it originally aired on the WB back mm-hmm. when that was a thing, and I thought this is okay, I guess. You know, it's
sure thing.
Fine. But I don't think I sort of picked it back up until way later. There was an episode towards the end of season one, and in fact, it might have been the season one finale, mm-hmm. Which I will not spoil here.
Okay.
just to say that I was channel surfing and it was on, and there was a guest star that I recognized and was like, "Oh, hey, it's blank. I like that person. I'm going to watch this." Having no sort of knowledge of you know, where we were at in the story and character development. And by the end of it, I was like, that was amazing. And so what I proceeded to do was, at the time, I lived in a downtown area where there was a giant public library right across the street from me. Mm-hmm. And so I went down to the library and went into their media section where you can rent... DVDs for free, and they happen to have many seasons of Supernatural, and so I believe I blasted through four or five seasons in the span of a month, maybe more.
Wow, yeah, that's good.
And then started to watch the show on a regular basis while it was airing on TV.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty good. So your other show-specific podcast is CastleCast. Any reason you're focusing on such short-running shows?
You jest, but I do tend to do that over on Sofa Dogs. Mm. Shows like Drive or Veronica Mars or Wonder Falls that have a very limited run. But CastleCast, that sort of came about because a friend of mine, who we weren't really friends at the time, we would sort of traveled in the same podcasting circles, so we knew of each other. But my friend Heidi, she wanted to start a Castle podcast, and she was looking for someone to co-host with and do some of the heavy lifting on the technical side.
Sure.
And being that I had been doing this for a while, I said, I like Castle, sure. And this was towards the end of the first season, which had only run for, which was only 10 episodes. It was a mid-season replacement. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of got in on the ground floor, and we've been doing the podcast ever since. And we are, as it stands, the first Castle-related podcast. There are even professional, official ones that are not as old as our show is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. All right. Well, I think it's time to move on to focus on me in the spoiler section, and then we'll be done after this brief episode. So after the following klaxon, new viewers of Supernatural, especially my fellow newbies, should not be listening. It's the segment where I will divulge anything I may be spoiled on.
Spoiler section ahead. Newbies turn off now. No, really.
Oh, that was pretty annoying, wasn't it?
My ears are bleeding.
All right. Well, let's get into this. Of course, I have viewed the series through the first incarnation of the IdgetCast through episode 10, Asylum. So that's going to be initially a challenge. I think we've only got one absolutely fresh newbie, and we'll get more into that as we move along. But so that's where I'm at in terms of actual viewing, and I did stop. Thinking that, initially I stopped because we were, eventually getting back to it in theory. And then eventually I just, stopped. I did not continue just in case. And now I'm getting back to it. I know that apparently they die a lot. This would be from the potential cast where people keep saying that Buffy's like a Winchester.
Well, technically she's only done it a couple of times.
I know.
Whereas the Winchesters seem to do that a lot. I mean, when you have a long-running show like that,
yes,
and your main cast members are just two brothers, you tend to sort of up the stakes a lot and be like, okay, well, how can we kill this one this time?
Well, I during the 10 episodes that I saw, we do have a illegally dead dean in one state already, so
right.
I was like, hey, he's legally dead in that state now, isn't he? They buried him, but not him, but him. Okay, so I know that they I don't necessarily want confirmation on all of this stuff because obviously I want to be only so spoiled and not completely spoiled on any of it. I know that they dealt with one demon already in the Phantom Traveler episode, but I get the sense there's a lot more demons, devils, actual like hell stuff coming up, just from various things. I try to do a pretty good job of once I recognize that it's a spoiler, letting it sort of fall out of my head more or less. And I think there's also angels, perhaps. I know that there's a character named Castile. I don't know a lot about him. I'm not sure if he's either meant to be homosexual or if he's meant to be femme or if it's just because I heard about him first on a Slash Fiction.
Ooh.
It was Mark Ashiro from Mark Does Stuff and Mark watches stuff and Mark Reed stuff, was doing a personal appearance, and I went to the personal appearance. He read some short bad fictions, one of which being the first one that I had Brad Couples read on Intro to X last season. But anyways, so this was a slash fiction, and Castile was a character, and I've heard him come up occasionally since then, but I've tried not to pay much attention. I think there's also there's something called Ghost Facers, and I don't know what that is at all. I think the famed occultist Aleister Crowley is involved. He's a famous occult guy from the 1800s or early 1900s.
I did not know that.
Okay, well, that might not be someone who's involved, but I thought I heard the name. I've heard a bunch of different casting spoilers, and I think I'm doing a pretty good job of, other than, you know, I mean, like, I think a large number of Whedonverse people have come and gone through there. I know there was already Amy Acker during the portion that I saw early in that first season.
Mm-hmm.
But it basically, anytime I hear that someone's cast, I'm pretty much just, you know, ignoring it, or, you know, not looking into any detail. I don't think casting spoiler for someone who appears in a single episode is much of a spoiler anyway. But I do hear the name Mark Shepard come up a lot, so I think he's probably eventually someone more important. So that's about where I'm at. Some of it's fairly specific, but some of it's really general stuff. I don't think it's really major spoilers in any case, and I don't think it's going to impair my enjoyment as far as I know.
I would say no, generally, because a lot of these, while there are some details that do seem very specific, you're still very vague on the how and the why they factor into all of this.
Good.
So I think you should be fine.
All right. Well, I don't know if you want to wrap up. I know we've already sort of plugged a couple of your podcasts, and I will be putting into notes some links to your other podcasts. If you have anything else that you want to say as we wrap up,
just that I'm glad to finally be doing this, and I'm really looking forward to revisiting Supernatural and coming at it from a sort of traveled perspective, along with people who've only gotten so far or have yet to watch the show at all. So this will be really fun to get it on the ground floor of this.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it too. Well, we're going to get over the next couple of weeks, we're going to work on scheduling in the rest of the newbies for a little introduction podcast like this one, and we'll get them into their own spoiler segments, which you will hear, and you, John, will hear, and I will not. You'll have to conduct those.
All right.
And I'll look forward to talking to you again as soon as we get the next newbie scheduled.
Right on.
All right. Thank you very much, and everybody else, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Goodbye.